Welcome to Bitachon in Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'al Davidowitz, the Emuna and Bitachon Relationship. Very often, people use the terms Emuna and Bitachon interchangeably, and indeed, they are very closely connected and really interconnected, but they are not the same thing. Let's try to understand both the distinction and the relationship between Emuna and Bitachon. Rambam defines emuna as the knowledge that Hashem created the world and continues to direct the world. I'm going to repeat that. Emuna is the knowledge that Hashem created the world and continues to direct the world. Bitachon is different. The Chovos HaLevavos in Shaar Bitachon explains that Bitachon is trusting in and relying on Hashem. Emuna resides in the mind and the intellect and is a necessary foundation for one to develop their bitachon, which resides in our emotions and influences our actions. Bitachon is predicated. It is built upon emuna. A person can have emuna but not have bitachon. Here's an example of that. One can believe that Hashem controls how much money somebody will have. If they were given a test consisting of one true or false question that said, "Does Hashem have control over someone's financial well-being?" they would confidently answer, check off, true. They believe that Hashem determines one's wealth. But then they find themselves feeling, and I'm emphasizing the word feeling, they feel worried, stressed, fear, anxious about money. Perhaps they worry to the point that they consider taking on a lot of extra work and side gigs just to ensure that their bank account is well padded for future unknowns. Such a person has emuna, but they don't have well-developed bitachon. Here's why. If that person's parents were billionaires, would they experience the same worry and fear? Likely not. They would feel a sense of calm security, knowing that they had on whom they could rely. They trust their parents. They have emuna in Hashem's ability to control finances, but it doesn't translate itself to their emotions and actions. In this case, in this example, they have bitachon in their parents, not bitachon in Hashem. I want to insert an important disclaimer here. Bitachon does not mean that things will necessarily always work out as we want them to or as we wish them to. Bitachon is much more sophisticated than that, as we'll Emirat Hashem learn in the coming weeks. But no matter what does happen, bitachon brings with it calm and serenity. It removes the emotional feelings of worry and fear. In summary, emuna is knowing that Hashem actively runs the world in all its details. It's knowledge, it's intellectual. I know Hashem is the creator and sustainer of the universe in all its minutiae. Bitachon builds upon that emuna, influencing our emotional response to the world and influencing our actions. Thank you for listening to Bitachon in Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. Ein od milvado, efes zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.